And now, it's time for the Talk of the Northwest, the 9 to noon show with Greg Hughes on Highland Radio.
Hello. Oh, hello. I beg your pardon. I'm coming in a little bit loud there. Hello, and you're very welcome along to the 9 till noon show here on Highland Radio. It is Wednesday, the 6th of March, 2024, and it's 5 minutes past nine. And we are coming to you live from the Colgan Hall in Carndonagh. It's business as usual, but we're just out on the road, and we've loads of guests joining us in our studio here at the Colgan Hall. We're celebrating your voice, your community. It's part of International Women's Day. It's with Inishowen Development Partnership. And today's event is bringing women from various backgrounds and ethnicity together in Carndonagh with the aim to inspire inclusion ahead of International Women's Day. I'll tell you a little bit more about what's going on here at the Colgan Hall, because as well as us being here, there's a whole host of other things going on. But we'll tell you about that because we have two of the organisers of the event joining us in studio. So who better to describe it than they? Right, so stay tuned for that. Now, the lines are open on 086 60 25,000. That's the WhatsApp and text number, 086 60 25,000. You can give us a call too on 07491 25,000, or email comments at highlandradio.com if you want to comment on anything that you hear in the show today, to raise your issues. As I say, it's business as usual in that regard. And you can watch the program as well. We're streaming live from the Colgan here, the Colgan Hall here, on our usual platforms. You can watch us on your large screen smart TV at home if it suits you, or on your Fire Stick on the YouTube app. Just search Highland Radio Ireland. Or you can take us on your mobile devices on that app. And we're across Facebook too, Highland Hub, Highland News and Sport. And we are also streaming on the X platform. Right, okay. Let's have a quick run through what's in the papers this morning. We'll start with the Inish Times. Politicians to be quizzed over redress after public meeting. This along the lines of our conversation yesterday with Michael Doherty. Local and national politicians are to be asked to respond in person to homeowners' demands for changes to the Enhanced Effective Blocks redress scheme at a public meeting later this month. The meeting on March 26th follows a public meeting in Burt on Monday night, which was attended by hundreds of affected homeowners. The meeting was called by a united front of defective concrete block campaign groups to gather contributions for so-called people's document. And then politicians will be asked to have their say and what they might do in relation to this document. And, you know, coming into Inishowen today, which I suppose is the epicentre of defective concrete. We know it's much more widespread, but this is where it all began. And you can really see the impacts of it for many of you listening across the region and wherever you might be listening to us from. You get a real sense of the issue when you drive through Inishowen and you see the signs of defective concrete pretty much everywhere you look. The Donegal Post this morning: news that a new ESB transformer has been installed on the Diamond in Donegal Town has been met with much dismay, particularly in light of the facelift work currently underway. Now, you might remember last year we discussed this issue, and the concern then was, and obviously still remains because it's still being reported, that this large transmitter was going to be an eyesore on the Diamond. Well, a number of members of the community have been voicing concern about the visual impact of this transformer when plans came to light. It's placed between the monument and the taxi rank opposite the Abbey Hotel. Many of you who visit Donegal Town, or indeed if you're from it, will know exactly where I'm talking about there. On to the Irish Independent now. New social welfare cuts for all Ukrainians living in state accommodation are on the cards. Social Protection Minister Heather Humphreys has signalled paying higher welfare rates for the 54,773 Ukrainian refugees already in state accommodation is not sustainable, according to the Fine Gael minister, her strongest comments yet on immigration. The minister said the situation had changed since the war in Ukraine broke out 2 years ago, and some refugees, she says, were coming here because Ireland was now more attractive than other countries, signalling a policy change there. On to the Irish Times now, and there is pressure on the Minister for Media, Catherine Martin, to publicly respond to former RTE chair Sue Nirahala accusations from her that she had a hands-off approach in relation to the national broadcaster. Opposition politicians have demanded that Ms. Martin answer questions on RTE in the Dáil in advance of the St. Patrick's Day recess, but this has not been added to the Dáil schedule. It could be weeks, in fact, before she will appear again at the Oireachtas Committee on Media. And I think the government want a couple of outstanding reports to be available before she appears before that Oireachtas Committee, because she'd probably have to appear before it, that committee, in any case. Okay. The Irish Daily Mail tells us no more forcing workers out of their jobs at 65. A crackdown on employers who want staff to retire early is underway as the Cabinet has approved a bill to outlaw mandatory retirement in employment contracts. Now staff across both the public and private sector can work until 66 at least if they wish, with some exceptions when they will qualify for the state pension. It comes after a number of employees in RTE have taken cases to the High Court and the Workplace Relations Commission about being forced to retire at 65. Okay, do you intend to work beyond? I think the reality is a lot of it is about, comes down to people not actually being able to contribute to a pension during their working life and not being able to live on the state pension. So some people, it's not about choice, it's about having to. A bizarre story from the Irish Daily Star. It's in a number of papers today. It's one of those you must be kidding stories. A Garda was suspended for 3 years. This after he gave a bicycle to an older person during the pandemic. He's been exonerated of any wrongdoing, but he's been suspended. He was suspended for 3 years. The officer was cleared of 5 disciplinary charges by an internal board of inquiry yesterday. The matter was the subject of an investigation after... The then after he claimed the bike was the unclaimed bike, I beg your pardon, was given to an isolated pensioner to use during the COVID-19 pandemic, but the necessary paperwork work wasn't completed. The Garda's home was previously searched by detectives attached to the National Bureau of Criminal Investigation in 2020, after which he was suspended. So he lent a bike that was unclaimed to an older person to get about during the pandemic. He had the National Bureau of Criminal Investigation calling at his house. Then he was suspended finally, and I think common sense prevailed. He was completely exonerated. The Irish Daily Mail, a bit of health advice for you. Doing just a small amount of exercise significantly cuts the risk of having a stroke. Doing lots lowered stroke risks by 29%, researchers found, but below target amounts of exercise still cut it by 18%. A review of 15 studies looked at 750,000 people's record of physical activity over a decade. The author, Dr. Ormello of the University of L'Aquila in Italy, said all physical activity can be beneficial for stroke prevention. So we don't always have to set ourselves the absolute targets to see some benefit from it. And lastly, in the Irish Sun this morning, a senator rapped for a misleading reference poster fears the Electoral Commission's statements are slanted towards a yes vote. The Commission determined a poster erected on behalf of independent Sharon Keoghan contains what is termed a factual misrepresentation. The poster urges people to vote no this Friday, stating, don't force mothers out to work. She's reacted quite angrily to that interpretation of her posters on her social media. Okie doke, that was a run through the newspapers. Just to let you know, you can comment on anything you heard there or anything you're hearing throughout the course of the programme. WhatsApp and text lines are the same number, 086 60 25000, or give us a call on 07491 25000. And good morning to Dolores, Audrey and Dean amongst the crew watching our show today. It's good to have you on board as always. It is the 9 till noon show. We are live from the Colgan Hall in Carndonagh. We're celebrating your voice, your community. It's part of International Women's Day with Inishowen Development Partnership. We're going to tell you much more about what's coming up on the show and the events taking place here when we're joined by the event organisers, Anya and Maeve, after we take a quick commercial break. We'll be back in just a couple of moments. Stay right where you are. Okay, you're very welcome back live to the Colgan Hall here, and we are here celebrating your voice, your community, as part of International Women's Day. Anya McLaughlin, Community Development Officer with Inishowen Development Partnership, is with us. Good morning to you, Anya.
Greg, how are you?
Good to have you on board. Maeve Bradley, Stock Control Manager at Inishowen Cooperative. How are you getting on, Maeve?
Not too bad, Greg.
It's good to have both of you with us. Okay, Anya, talk to me a little bit about what's going on here today.
Okay. So we're here today in collaboration with Inishowen Co-op. We're bringing together an event to celebrate International Women's Day. So we have a sold-out event, a packed event from 10:30 to 12:30 today here in the Colgan Hall. We have music, we have dancing, we have food, we have connection. So we have a full schedule for this morning, and we're delighted to have you here.
And no, it's fantastic to be here. And in terms of participation, can people still call in?
Well, unfortunately, it is a sold-out event.
Which is good, by the way.
Yes, so it shows the desire, you know, and the need for such an event. So we're delighted to be able to bring it. Unfortunately, we did have to cap the numbers, but yeah, you can always listen through the show here. We have loads of social media updates, and get in there in time next year. I'm sure we'll do another event.
And what works great for us being here is we have access to quite a lot of the people that are calling in, which is great, isn't it?
Yeah, indeed. You have a number of people. I mean, we have your Ukrainian choir, which you'll be hearing from later. We also have Highland Dancing here on the show. We have a number of interviewees which will be attending the event. We have a local farmer, Marie McLaughlin. We have a lady from Somalia. So they're all chatting about what International Women's Day means to them. And the theme of this year's International Women's Day is Inspired Inclusion. So it'll be all around that.
Yeah, and it's not just about this one day, isn't it? It's to sort of, I suppose, harness what's already happening and to grow it into the future. It's not about one day's inclusion.
Indeed it is not. I mean, it is, I suppose, a global celebration of women. But this is work that we do throughout the year. I mean, the co-op is, you know, established here in Inishowen for over 60 years, working with the community ourselves as a community development organisation. So we're always working on this throughout the year. Social inclusion and connecting with others is a big part of what we do.
Now, I mentioned Maeve Bradley, Stock Control Manager at Inishowen Cooperative, being with us as well. Talk to me a little bit firstly about Inishowen Cooperative. What is the group? What's the organisation?
The organisation.
Move a little bit closer for me, Maeve, right, if you don't mind. Thank you so much.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's the Inishowen Co-op is mainly agri, but it also gets involved in the construction and gardening and homeware, and it's very much community minded and great support for community events and fundraising. And we've got a great bunch of ladies in the co-op, and it's great to get with the IDP here to celebrate International Ladies' Day. We have lots of ladies in very responsible roles within the co-op, and works very well with the men in the co-op as well. Not to forget, we couldn't forget them. But as I say, the main thing is community and the impact in the community and the support that we can give within the community. And we're very much involved with Spree Agus Sport in Carindonagh, which, we support them in supporting the community and training. And they have a digital fab lab, and we were very much involved in that. Yes, I had to remember that.
I like it. Great bit of marketing.
Yes.
Okay, so, and talk about to me about some of the roles of the women within the cooperative.
Well, it's very much encouraged to progress in the organisation. And as I say, we have ladies across from HR, marketing. Lizzie would have been very much involved with Anya here, and Lizzie doesn't like to be mentioned, but let me tell you, this would not be happening if it wasn't for Lizzie. And she's a great one for screwing our arms up her back, so she is. And
she's persuasive, is she?
Yes, very persuasive. Very persuasive to get us to do, you know. But we have, as I say, we have between sales, purchasing, that spans across accounts, finance, everything. We have ladies involved across all aspects. And we have some brilliant young ladies who are farmers and also work in the co-op. And I'd be amazed by them. My own background being more construction. But, you know,
Yeah, and we're going to be speaking to Danielle Boner, who is a female farmer, WCD female farmer photograph exhibition. Everything's going to be tongue tied today, isn't it? It's going to be one of those days, isn't it? I mean, I suppose, Anya, we're still at a point where we need international days. I mean, considering women make up a minimum of half the population of the world and the country and the county for that matter, but there are still those inequalities, those, you know, glass ceilings or whatever it might be, or how women are treated or seen or viewed.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, until we have, you know, gender equality and gender parity, I think, you know, it does make for a better world. And I suppose we have to keep pushing that envelope, as you say. I mean, there is some fantastic women leaders. I mean, we have Colgan Heritage here today, who are highlighting some of the women of past and present, you know, and the community, such as Katrina McLaughlin. She's an artistic director within the Abbey Theatre. We have St. Eugenius here, who was really a stalwart of education and getting Gairds to continue on with their education here in Carndonagh. So we have, you know, giants of women who we stand on their shoulders, but certainly there is currently women who are doing great work in the community, and we really want to highlight that and really push those forward and as an inspiration to others.
Yeah, and I mean, only yesterday we were talking about, you know, the local authority, which already only had 8% female representation, but that is potentially could fall. There's only, you know, effectively one female politician that's actually seeking re-election at this time. There are other candidates, but it just goes to show that sometimes in some areas it can feel a little bit like we're going backwards.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it is really important to have women in leadership. I mean, we look at our MICA campaign here and the Defective Block campaign. We have some fantastic women there. I mean, they are in the community, but we just need to see more.
Yeah, indeed. Where do you, Maeve, where do you would you like to see the cooperative going now? Because, I mean, obviously you never stand still, are you? You're always moving forward.
Well, no, we're constantly progressing. And we have a new website there now. And Lizzie played a big part in that. And, you know, it's all about progression and keeping all our IT and everything up to date and modern. And my role especially, like, it makes my life easier. So that's...
And talk to me about what your organisation does with Spriaga Sport, because that's a really interesting organisation that does an awful lot of work, but not everyone really is familiar with the type of stuff that it does.
No, well, to be quite honest, I would not be the right person to maybe tell you everything that it does. Like, but the co-op has as their main sponsor for the last couple of years, and it's very much orientated towards children getting, you know, free training and, you know, as I say, this digital fab lab is the big thing. I'll just keep saying about the digital fab lab.
You love
lab.
It. You
yes,
love it.
Because I like the name.
Likes how it sounds.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, brilliant
exactly.
stuff. Mm. And just on your run through today's events for us again, to whet the appetite of those that are on the way, but also to make those who didn't get their ticket jealous.
Okay.
So talk to me about the morning and how it's going to progress.
Okay, so we kick off at 10:30. Doors are open today from 10:15, so please do come along, because there's lots of stands and lots of exhibitions for people to view before we kick off proceedings. We have the Donegal Women's Collective here with a portrait exhibition of women in farming. Changemakers have brought with them their Self-Help Africa exhibition on climate change and farming and the effect on that. We have stalls from the Colgan Heritage, the IDP, Sláinte Care, and we also have Jane Gamble doing a little bit of butter making. Okay. So something to have to view. Then we kick off with our entertainment. We have the Ukrainian Choir doing a few songs, and we have a beautiful young lady doing a gorgeous song, a solo piece. Then we have some Highland dancing, and we'll be asking people who do want to learn a few steps of Highland dancing to join in. Then we will have the interviews, and then we'll have some fantastic food from around the world. We have dishes from Ireland, Algeria, Jordan, Somalia, South America, or South Africa. So
what time's that at?
Don't worry, we'll bring you up something.
Oh, wow, fantastic.
That starts at around 12 o'clock.
All right, good
stuff. So we'll be closing then with that. So certainly a celebratory affair.
Yeah, I would say to you talk about inclusion, and it was a very difficult time, obviously, for an awful lot of people a couple of years ago. I'm thinking on Ukrainian families that came here initially, moving to a different area, somewhere incredibly remote. Or maybe it's something that used to, depending on where they had to flee. But, you know, I can only imagine what it must have been like to have to go through that, but then what it must have felt like sort of to have the community embrace them and talk of inclusion and saying, look, this is what we've got, why don't you get involved? It must have made a very, and I'll speak to some of them a little later on, a very difficult situation a little bit more tolerable. I don't think any of us, if you get away with all the rhetoric and all that kind of stuff, would any of us willingly want to sort of give up where we're from, our own house, our home, our community, the stuff that we're used to? I don't think any of us would, very few of us would want to do that by choice. So I would say the welcome they got in the community made that a little bit more tolerable for them.
Yes, absolutely. I mean, a lot of people did leave dire situations in their own countries, and they're very grateful, you know, when they come here to Ireland and the welcome they receive. And it's very much a give and take. They do want to contribute to the community. They do want to be part of it and to add, you know, to the cultural diversity here and to help out. We have so many volunteers in our community that have come from other countries. And the women who are part of this event today are really, really excited. They're really, really encouraged to be asked to be part of it. And they're really looking forward to share a bit of their culture with the people here in Carndonagh and Inishowen.
Okay, listen, you've called down to us a few times. I thought it only fair that I should call and see you. So
thank you very much.
That's cool.
You're always welcome, Greg.
No, it's great. It's brilliant. It's great to get the opportunity to get out of, I was going to say get out of Letterkenny. I'd be shocked going back. But no, to get out of the studio and to meet people up in their space as well. Is there anything that you want to add, Maeve, or anything you want to talk about? I just want to make sure that
you're sipping off. I think Anya covered it all. Like she did talk about that the co-op is around for 61 years, like, and it's very much, it's all about impacting on the community and supporting, and, you know, that's really all.
Yeah.
Brilliant. It's been lovely having you on, Anya.
Thank you so much. Yeah, no, we're delighted working with the cooperative on this event. I mean, they were right in there whenever we did the ask, and they have been totally on board with the project and the event.
Yeah, and supporting other initiatives in the community as well. It's a fantastic organisation. Okay, brilliant stuff, both of you. That's Anya McLaughlin, Community Development Officer with Inishowen Development Partnership, and Maeve Bradley, Stock Control Manager at Inishowen Cooperative. Both of you, thank you very much indeed. Okay, it is the 9 till noon show coming live from the Colgan Hall in Carndonagh. We've got loads of, we've loads more guests to come on the show, and some of the usual features as well that you would expect. I want to give a quick mention to some initiative that we have running here at Highland Radio. It's the Community Hero 2024. And we're calling on you, the great listenership of Highland Radio. Do you know someone who goes beyond the call of duty, helps in their community, cares, volunteers, who goes that extra mile for neighbours or for friends? At Highland Radio, we thanks to generous anonymous listener, we want to honour 5 community heroes and gift them €1,000 each. So we're inviting you to nominate someone who you believe is a hero in your community by emailing their name, address, the reason why, and your contact details to hero@highlandradio.com. Or you can post your nomination if you want to as well to Highland Radio, Mountaintop, Letterkenny. Now, we don't need you to write an essay or a, you know, a CV or anything like that there. Just whatever is comfortable for you to write out and get that information into us. But please do so before the 18th of March, 2024. You can visit highlandradio.com for more information. And we kind of want to announce those winners towards the end of March. So the sooner you get them into us, the sooner we can start processing that and go along the process. Now, we had a couple of calls in as it relates to the planting of trees on the 4-lane. We got onto the council. They're probably annoyed with us for asking all of this stuff, but there was some concern about the trees, the way they were planted, and others that weren't staked and stuff, and people were saying, look, they're going to end up blowing into the river. So the council said to us, all trees planted on the 4 lanes are fixed below surface of the planter area. So someone was wondering why they weren't staked. They're fixed below the surface. After the recent status orange and red level storms, one or two did lose them. These were since restacked in a more conventional way. Further action will be taken as required going forward after completion. Projects are subject to a period of usually 1 year in which any issues or snags are addressed. This maintenance period for landscaping and planting elements is normally longer, this to ensure the proper establishment of those elements. Planting elements on this project, including the trees and hedging, requires maintenance for two complete growing seasons. As such, these matters are being monitored and action will be taken to address any issues on an ongoing basis. So they are attached beneath the surface, and there is a process that has to be gone through. And I think the council is saying there, we know what we're doing. All right. Thank you very much indeed for that. Keep your texts and what have you coming into us, please, if you don't mind. A caller says, can anyone clarify, as drivers in Donegal, we pay vehicle tax, insurance and NCT depending on the year of your car. Someone recently said to me, if your NCT is out of date, your car insurance is invalid. Is this true? Now, insurance works in different ways because, you know, there is a third party element to it, whether you or your vehicle might be insured or whether a person that you might be in collision with might be able to make a claim. I don't know the exact answer to that question. And that came up for a lot of discussion, if you might remember, during the pandemic when what happened during the pandemic, the NCTs weren't being done. And if you had a booking or what have you, you were covered. I don't know the official answer to that, but someone out there might. 086 60 25,000. I want to say to congratulations to Miss Harkin and the transition year students from PCC Falkara, who did so brilliantly yesterday at the Junk Couture competition and are through to the Dublin City final in May. A texter says, we are all so proud of you. A caller says, what do people think about the high prices in private hospitals? We have to go to Northern Ireland through the cross-border scheme. You're in and out in a day and you pay upwards of $10,000 for a hip operation. You go private, you have to pay for it. Even something as simple as a, you know, if you've got a child that needs a little bit of urgent attention for hearing or something along those lines, you know, you go private, you're talking over €300 potentially. It just seems to be the case that if you go private, you have to pay. Hi, Greg. A question for any county councillors. Is anything going to be done with the unauthorised Airbnb pods operating without planning permission? They're popping up all over rural areas with people charging up to €200 per night to stay, using hot tubs and not paying any water charges on a commercial basis, and using non-authorised septic tanks. I'm not sure what the rules are in relation to that, but if any local authority members are listening and share those concerns, please feel free to get in touch with us and we can talk it out. Hi, Greg. I'm popping on this microphone from time to time. My apologies. It's just something I can't really avoid. Hi, Greg. Why is there no road signs on the Bundoran bypass roundabout and the Donegal Town Lahey side as you approach from Bundoran side? The left lane is for left turn only and the right lane for straight. The amount of times I've been cut off by vehicles in the left lane going straight, I'm surprised there hasn't been multiple accidents. A couple of road signs to educate people approaching the roundabouts would solve this. The problem with this, and anyone approaching these roundabouts or similar roundabouts will see, there are sort of like two funny shaped triangles in either lane. I'm not really quite sure that the left lane is for left and the right lane is for right in those instances. We'll have to check that out, or someone out there with a bit more experience than I can let me know. But I think we covered this before, and I don't think those lanes are specifically, unless they're signposted that way, are specifically laid out that way, that it is left lane for left, right lane for straight on, etc. But I am open to correction as always here. Right, it is 9:35. You're tuned to the 9 till noon show here on Highland Radio. Loads to come on the show. Okay, you're very welcome back to the 9 till noon show here in Highland Radio. We're broadcasting live from the Colgan Hall. We are in Carndonagh celebrating Your Voice, Your Community. It's as part of International Women's Day with the Inishowen Development Partnership and Inishowen Co-op. Danielle Bonner is coordinator of the Women's Collective Donegal and joins us on the programme now. Good morning, Danielle.
Good morning, Greg.
Good to have you back on the show. And it's musical chairs, because last time I spoke to you here, Anya was beside you. Anya's giving you the flick. She's hanging around with Maeve now and you're in on your own.
I know. It came up as a Facebook reminder this morning that a year ago we were in Letterkenny with you. So I thought it was very ironic.
Now, I also almost announced you as a farmer in an earlier link. You aren't a farmer, but you are coordinator with the Women's Collective Donegal. What is the Women's Collective Donegal?
So we're part of a national organisation. There's 17 of us across the county, the country. So we're grassroots women's organisations that work to empower women in the community. We were actually called Donegal Women's Network for 20 plus years, and then we rebranded under the national organisation about 2 years ago now, actually. Yeah. So, yeah.
And what work do you do?
So we do lots of things. So we create spaces for women to come together. So we have our office in Donegal Town, but we do work countywide, hence why we're here today. So we do stuff like wellness, and I say therapeutic, not therapy, because we're not a frontline service. We do stuff to empower women. So we've been doing since last year plumbing courses. So we've done a number of those. We're doing DIY courses. So skill
What's
building.
What's the uptake been like in that regard?
Greg, I put it out within an hour and I had 40 women sign up.
Wow.
And we have continuously, we've run it 4 or 5 times. We did an advanced one as well. And actually, I have to say, I'm so proud of the women, because one of the first group we did in Donegal Town, one of the ladies, she had Mika in her house, and the house got tossed at Christmas.
Wow.
And the women that had never done anything before like this, with Gary, went to her house and they re-plumbed the caravan that they were going to live in.
Unbelievable.
Like, and there's a video up on our Facebook page, and like, that's from the plumbing course. They had the confidence to do that. And last week I got another photo from another lady. She re-plumbed her sink because she was doing the course in Letterkenny with us.
Yeah, so it's not just the basics, no, like bleeding a radiator or hanging a shelf or stuff. It's actually roll up your sleeve stuff.
Yeah, and like changing things. And Gary, who's a facilitator, he's a plumber himself, he lives in Boncorana, he explains it in such a way that he's like, this isn't rocket science, it's stuff, it's common sense. And women have common sense in abundance.
Yeah, but there's gaps, you know, and it's not just in this area, but there is gaps that can happen in our knowledge if someone may be an influencer, you don't have access to them, or maybe you were a woman raised in a house with 5 boys. Maybe you might be more inclined to be had. I don't want to be judgmental.
No, but there's a cultural thing there as well.
You can see where the gaps would exist,
yeah,
wouldn't you?
And we have people sometimes who are hesitant, oh, I don't know plumbing, because like, I was on the hunt for somebody for a long time to do the plumbing course for us. And Gary's very unique in the way he understands why we're asking him to do it, for empowerment. So it's not, I don't think the average person could teach that course potentially. That's maybe I'm that's how I see it anyway.
But yeah, well, that's a credit to Gary, isn't it?
Yes, it is, definitely.
And huge uptake. So you had just almost instantly,
and I closed it, and then people were like, I want to do it, why can't I do it? I was like, because we've only got a small room, and like, we can't have 20 people at plumbing course. But yeah, we're blown away by the uptake.
Now today, more specifically, as part of this event taking place downstairs, what are you demonstrating?
Yeah, so in 2021, during lovely lockdowns, we took part in a FemLens project. So there was 10 women from Donegal, and we learned how to take photos and tell stories through our phones. So all the photos downstairs were taken on mobile phones. And then 2 of the projects are about farming. We all chose our own topics, and it just happened that 2 of them were farming. And then actually we've got a recent one, so it wasn't the original FemLens project, of the lady that owns the milk bar. So there's photos of her. We did an interview with her last year as part of our Women's Lives.
I believe she featured on our Business Matters podcast
as well.
Yeah, she's
a really lovely story. And the photos are down there of actually the woman that took the photo was a FemLens participant. So they are hers, but they weren't part of the original one. So 2 are from the original FemLens project. And that was also about empowering women to be storytellers.
Yeah.
Because women in photography, there aren't many women in photography in terms of the professionalism. Mm. And so that's
But by doing it through phones and stuff, it made it far more accessible,
exactly,
didn't it? So you didn't have to front load a lot of equipment, and it levelled the playing field.
Yeah, and people are shocked when you tell them they were taking on phones, essentially.
Okay, good. That's so downstairs now.
That's downstairs now, so you can take a look afterwards.
Look at that,
So we were delighted when Anya, she gave me a call and said, oh, Danielle, I see you're doing stuff around women and farming. I was like, yes, we are, Anya. And then she said, can we bring the photography project up here? So it's downstairs on display to the end.
I mean, obviously, the important element of it here is to also highlight women's role in farming, and at the forefront as well, because often I feel like it's not really my place to say this, but everyone has to really speak out, but often we talked about politics a little earlier on, and in certain businesses, or we often talk about the great women women do behind the scenes. Do you know what I mean?
It's kind of a theme, isn't it? And this is the theme that, so behind the scenes, but does behind the scenes mean less?
No, but
no, I know, but it has that connotation. It has that connotation, and so that the stories that we see in Downstairs are women are actively, they are running farms. They're running farms, and they're also behind the scenes. And one of the ladies downstairs, Joanne Butler, you probably interviewed her. She has our organic gardens, community gardens, and we had an interesting conversation with her. She's never called herself a farmer, but by definition of the work she does, she is a farmer. So it led us to the conversation.
Is she on the program today?
She's down. No, but her picture's downstairs.
Okay, I get it. And, is there a reason why?
This is the conversation we had. Cool. Potentially, there are women doing farming that aren't calling themselves farmers. She would call herself a food grower. That is farming. You know, Kate is downstairs as well. She's a changemaker worker. She's a beekeeper. So she's part of the exhibition. And we had a fascinating conversation with her about beekeeping. Lots of women do beekeeping, but maybe they're not calling themselves farmers, but they are. And pollinators, we don't have bees, we can't have pollination of our food.
No.
You know, and there's a whole link to development and sustainability and food poverty. If we can increase the rate that women are engaging in farming, we can decrease, you know, hunger.
Yeah.
So there's a whole positive cycle so we can support women. And I think there's a connection of education as well, that globally there was a lack of women doing farming, but they had less education than men. And there's research to show if you have women educated more, they can increase food production, again, impacting positively, you know, reducing food hunger and decreasing poverty as well. So there's a whole host of positive things that come out of this.
You know, globally, the challenges are in some cases more severe for women, some cases not quite so, but basically fundamentally the same.
Yeah, and that, I always come from a global... I came from the global and then came local in terms of the work that I... And I was like, they're exactly the same, but on different levels. Mm-hmm. And I think if we start to see things through those lenses, we can, address... They go hand in hand. You know, so for me, it's fascinating that, you know... And there's sometimes solutions that are globally that we think we can't get a solution from a global place.
Yeah.
But they have solutions. You know, from health, there's a whole host of things.
So just for those who want to get involved in the Women's Collective, I can't recall speaking to a woman who mentioned it outside of my conversations with you. Now, clearly lots of people know about it because you put the calls out there and there's big uptakes and what have you. But, you know, can women get involved individually? Is it through groups? Yes, is it countywide?
We're countywide. So I'm going to say this. The last year we've been a victim of our own success because I don't work full time and my colleague, she's not working technically for us today. She's doing some work for our IDP. Rona, she works 21 hours a week, and then we have Sinead, she's 7. So there's so much more that we want to do. We do stuff in our office, so we have a Donegal town, so we try to utilise our space there, but we're always out and about in different communities. We'll go out, we'll do workshops, and we'll put a call out in that community, and women then can come to it, or we might approach a group and say, do you want to do some collaboration with us? So I would say this, if there's an organisation or community group that wants to do something around women, get in contact with us, you know, we'd have a conversation and see what we can do. We're actually starting 2 new courses. One in Bonkrana and one in Moville in just after Easter, then ecotherapy courses, so connecting nature for wellness. So they are happening up here in Inishowen. We've got another course, aromatherapy course in Letterkenny. So we are all over the place, but we have to be careful, mindful of ourselves as well, because we would like to do everything, but we can't do everything. But we are here, there, and everywhere, Greg.
All right, good stuff. You're going to enjoy this morning downstairs?
I am. I need a cup of tea.
I need a cup of coffee. Do you want your bits are on at the news is on at 10?
Yes. I need a cup of coffee. Tea, no, then a coffee. Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Okay. I'm going to start buzzing because I'm not going to get any food. All right. Listen. Although apparently, Anya said earlier on, there's different foods from all over the world.
There is. I think there's Irish food, and then
spice
I saw.
Is my thing,
and I do have to say, I love Middle East and.
What is Middle East? Now, how would you define?
Well,
that?
A couple of years ago, I went to an event that was supporting Syrian people that were arriving in Donegal, and the food, the rice, it's not just rice, it's seasoned rice, and there was meat in there.
I think we're going to have to hold this in here, because we're going to have to stop that right there. I don't think both of you are going to survive the description of tasty, tasty Syrian
amazing
food.
Food, that's all I can say.
Can we
say.
Have a few bibs in here, please? It's something to wipe up the salivation. Okay, brilliant. Listen, yeah. Danielle, we'll get downstairs and we'll sample it. Enjoy the morning.
Thank
and
you.
And I think it's going to be a great
Yeah, come down and have a look. Yeah, a photo definitely. With you, Greg.
No, sure, I would love to. I certainly will. But for now, yeah. Danielle, great to see Thank you again. You. It seems to be once a year, is it? Is that how we're doing
Yeah,
this?
We'll see you next year. Right. Maybe get us back in and we can talk about the courses in September.
I want to talk about that because I think, you know, I think there's going to be a lot of people messaging in saying, where are these? What are these? And it's not even, I know your focus is on women, but I don't think it's just necessarily women as well, you know.
Well, we only work with women, I want to be clear at that.
Do, but my point is I think, yeah, I think there's maybe a generational gap coming.
But there is the men's sheds, Greg. If they want to do technical, get involved in the men's sheds and then drive those men's sheds. That's what all I'm going to say.
Right. Yeah, they're cool. Yeah. I know lots of people involved in them, all right.
And they're active. Yeah,
for sure, defo. Listen, thanks, Danielle Boner, coordinator with the Women's Collective Donegal. Always a pleasure to have you on the programme. It is the 9 till noon show here on Highland Radio. Some of your texts coming in. Hi, Greg. On a show celebrating International Women's Day, can you please mention the fact that the Constitution does not state or imply that a woman's place is in the home? This has been confirmed by the chair of the Electoral Commission, Supreme Court Judge Justice Marie Baker. Given you allowed both Leo Varadkar and Barry Cowan spread that misinformation without objection on the show, which is not true, the irony in this referendum is that a no vote on International Women's Day 2 days before Mother's Day will remove a legally tangible constitutional protection afforded specifically to mother. And at the same time as we had Barry Cowan on the show, we had the AIM2 leader campaigning for a no-no, and we've had a mixture in between. The choice comes down to you, the people, on Friday. It's come to our attention that text messages have been circulating from an unrecognised mobile number falsely claiming to be from Panda. This is the waste company, I believe. If you've received such a message, please delete it promptly and avoid clicking any links. Authentic Panda text messages are always displayed Panda as the sender's name, not an unrecognized mobile number. Thank you. But please be careful, because if those that clone numbers choose to actually clone the Panda number, the messages can also appear on your phone to be from Panda. And I'm not, I hope I'm not trying to trump Panda there, but the number not actually appearing in the Panda thread does not necessarily mean that it's not a scammy. So just double check. All right. Coming up after 10 o'clock, we've got loads of guests joining us. We're going to be speaking to Patricia Higgins, Fatima Mohammed, Laura Campbell. She's a young female farmer with a wealth of experience. Jane Gamble, who we heard a little earlier on, who's doing a butter making demo. Can't wait to hear about that. And also later on, we have the Ukrainian choir, or a Ukrainian choir, performing live for us in studio. And just to remind you, you can watch the proceedings live on our YouTube channel, Highland Radio Ireland, or on our Facebook page, Highland Hub, Highland Radio News and Sport. Okay. It is Highland Radio Sport. It is. Okay. A caller is the foundation of the Irish Refugee Council in the 90s. The only place that the phrase durable relationship appears is in European law, in reference to people who wish to be allowed to migrate, meaning that if someone is already migrated to Ireland and has a durable relationship with someone who also wants to come to Ireland, they may do so as they have a durable relationship with somebody already here. The overall drift of legislation is towards making us less independent individuals with individual rights, believe this listener. Creating more of a communist in society defined by our sum total of our relationship with the state. Okay, that's a deep dive into the potential consequences, but that's what that listener says. Also, keep your WhatsApps and texts coming through to us. We can, of course, access them remotely. It's 2024. A texter says, why are there no Garda speed checks on the new Bonagie to Letterkenny Road? It's so dangerous for people walking. We were talking about some of the roundabouts around the county and confusion as to whether, you know, the lanes are specific to particular turn-offs. Approaching Tollyrone roundabout, travelling north, the left lane is absolutely for going into Donegal Town past Cherrymore. The right lane is for all other routes. The amount of people getting this wrong is frightening. But if you look at the rules of the road, and this is just for the purpose of conversation, as if we were all just sitting around a table having a chat, the left lane It's not signposted, that left lane in particular, that the left lane is for Donegal Town. That's what I use it for, and I use the inside lane for going straight. But if you go to the letter of the law, as far as I understand, unless it's signed otherwise, that the left lane is for every turn off from 12 o'clock on the clock to 6 o'clock, going in an anti-clockwise motion. So on that roundabout, if you were to follow those rules, then the right lane would be only for heading back towards Ballyshannon. Now, I'm not saying that's the case, but I think therein lies much of the confusion. Hi, Greg. My granny is in her 70s and she has shingles at the moment. I just had a new baby and I'm reluctant to visit her. Can you tell me if shingles are infectious? I can't, and we're certainly not going to give out medical advice. But what we will do is put it out there, or maybe make our own inquiries to find out what the situation is there. Personally, with me, with a newborn, it would be an absolute abundance of caution. But that, as I say, is not me giving any advice. Okay, it is the 9 till noon show here on Highland Radio. We are live from the Colgan Hall in Carndonagh in beautiful Inishowen. What a drive up here today. The scenery is absolutely unbelievable. And we're celebrating your voice, your community. It's part of International Women's Day. And it's with the Inishowen Development Partnership and Inishowen Co-op. Stay with us. A lovely 2 hours on the way after we take a break now for the news and the obituary notices.